At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out the land. And they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the Israelites in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey. This is its fruit. Yet the people who live in the land are strong, and the towns are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the land of the Negev, the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who have gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we." So they brought to the Israelites an unfavorable report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land that we've gone through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great size. There we saw the Nephilim, and to ourselves we seem like grasshoppers, and so we seem to them." Amen. This watch night service, I want to use for a thought, possessing your promised land. Church, tonight we stand on the verge of entering into a place of promise called the year 2016 that is loaded with great possibilities and potential. It is an opportunity to possess what God has promised to those who will trust and obey. Church, tonight I've been commissioned to do a preliminary survey to ascertain if I have any qualified candidates who are willing to go to another level of living, another level of serving, another level of giving, and another level of receiving. I don't have much time, but it must be made clear tonight that if you are content and satisfied with living below the promises of God, the provision of God, and the providence of God, then you are underqualified. But we won't get rid of your application. However, we will suggest that you spend some time in the Word of God in order to raise your level of faith to believe that better is possible for you. I suggest to you tonight that you set your sights on going to Bible study regularly and dining daily on the Word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Because when you have the capacity to believe, then you can come back and reapply. But I also got a caution. Those who got the Thomas complex, who operate on this motto, "Unless I can see it, unless I can touch it, I will not believe it. I got to suggest to you that this trip is going to be tough on you, because in 2016, there are going to be some see nothing days. There are going to be days when you're going to have to trust the trip when you can't see the road. Lord have mercy. There are going to be times when there are going to be feel nothing days, when it seems like God is gone, when you feel abandoned, deserted, and disconnected, and you got to make the choice to trust God even when you can't trace God. But if you allow me to suggest to you to change your lens, to walk by faith and not by sight, then perhaps you'll be able to make it. Because the faith walk, church, requires the word of God, and during see nothing days and feel nothing days, we have a promise that says God's word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. Now, my last observation is directed to those who think within themselves that you are where you are because of your own doing, because of your know-how, because of your own gifts, talent, and ingenuity. And if you are so high-minded about who you are, what you have, and perhaps you might be a little spiritually arrogant, I gotta warn you, you're gonna get stripped on the trip. Because if you are one seeking to be praised and recognized, if you're looking for titles and not testimony, if you're looking to be served and not be in service, if you're looking to receive and not to give, if you're looking for better ease and not to be inconvenient, I want to warn you, God's got a way to bust your bubble. God has a way of allowing some things to enter into your life. Things that your money can't straighten out. Things that your education can't understand. Things that material things can't match or meet. If you have not denied yourself, then this trip is not for you. If I hear the word of Jesus declaring, if you want to be my follower, let them deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me. This trip is one that requires you to settle your trust issues, because along the way, you will not have all the answers. Along the way, some things won't make sense. Along the way, there will be days of persecution, challenge, and change. And I submit to you tonight that before you make any more resolutions or vows, you've got to come to the realization that if you don't press, then you won't possess. Lord, have mercy. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to press if you want to possess. You see, that's the challenge tonight in our scripture lesson. Yes, sir. It is birthed out of a people who are standing on the verge of possessing the promised land, but could not possess it because they were unwilling to press their way. You Bible readers, you know the story how Moses sent 12 spies to canvass the land and to bring back a report of their observation and their assessment. They returned with the evidence of the richness of the land, a land that flowed with milk and honey. Yeah. But despite what they had witnessed in the land and the evidence they had from the land, they knew it was just like God said it would be. But despite that, 10 of them felt like they could not possess it. And only 2 believed possession was possible. Church, in 2016, it will be 2 things that you're going to have to look out for. You're going to have to assess those who you have in your circle. Because in this text, there are 2 types of people. One, they had 10 pretenders. Somebody say pretenders. And they had 2 pressers. Somebody say pressers. Pretenders are those who talk a good game, but will bail out on you the first sight of trouble, the first sight of opposition and challenge. Pretenders are those who will go with the crowd. They talk big, but they walk small. They have dreams, but no drive. They have tastes, but no tenacity. They are contrary and never committed. And they will stand in the way of you possessing your promised land. But if you surround yourself with pressers and get rid of those pretenders, how many of you know pressers will encourage you? Pressers will pray you through. Pressers will stand on the word of God and not on the prestige of people. Pressers will stand firm on God's word because they know the God we serve is too legit to quit. Pressers believe that with God, all things are possible. Pressers believe that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Pressers believe that if God be for you, more than the whole world against you, pressers don't need a crowd or folk approval. But pressers are committed to pleasing the Lord. And I want to know tonight, if I got any pressers in the house tonight, I want to know tonight that if you are a presser tonight, go ahead and wave your hand and say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Some of you still pretending. Now, there's a surefire way to distinguish pressers from pretenders. There are 3 things this text gives us to help us distinguish pressers and pretenders. The first thing is that distinguish the two is that there is a mindset versus a set mind. Lord, have mercy. A mindset versus a set mind. We see in the text how pretenders have a mindset and how pressers have a set mind. A mindset is a mental disposition that predetermines a person's response to situations and circumstances. When you got a mindset, it doesn't matter what comes your way, your reaction can be determined. But when you got a set mind is a focus of stability that is not influenced by outside circumstances or situation. When you got a set mind, you're like a tree planted by rivers of water, and you shall not be moved. But a pretender has a mindset causes them to go to and fro. Wherever the wind blow, pretenders are not steady. They're back and forth, and they react to their surroundings. But a presser is one who causes their surroundings to react to them. You see, in this text, we see verse 29, it says, the Amalekites live in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live by the sea and along the Jordan. And 10 who were pretenders had the mindset to settle for occupation. But the two pressers, Joshua and Caleb, had the set mind of ownership. There was the distinction. One wanted occupation and the other wanted ownership. You see, pretenders were saying, the folk live there now, but the pressers were saying, we don't care who lives there, that's our land. One had an occupation mindset and another one had an ownership set mind. And if you're going to possess your promised land, 2016, church, you can't allow folk to claim your stuff. You got to stop allowing folk to occupy that which God has given you. You got to stop folk from occupying your peace, taking ownership over your joy. Some of you are believing God for great things, but God has already given it to you, but you won't possess it until you develop a set mind of ownership. And not be an occupier, you can't settle. And have the mindset of whatever will be, will be. But you gotta have a pressing mentality. You gotta have an ownership mindset, set mind to overcome those things God has spoken in your life. You gotta take ownership when it comes down to your health. Gotta stop allowing diseases and sicknesses and emotional instability to occupy your temple. Time to take ownership of what's yours. You got to have a made-up mind to look your circumstances in the face and declare what God has for me is for me. You got to quit being a rent rat and be an owner. You got to lay claim to your stuff. The second thing that's distinguished pretenders from pressers is how you view yourself. You see, the truth is, church, that God has designed us to function in concert with how we see ourselves. In verse 33, we hear these words from the pretenders. There we saw the Nephilim. And to ourselves, we seem like grasshoppers. And so we seem to them. You see, the power of self-perception is that others will see you in the way that you see yourself. One saw themselves as victims. The others saw themselves as victors. The 10 pretenders appeared as grasshoppers to the enemy because they saw themselves as grasshoppers. And the difference between the pretenders and the pressers is that pretenders could only see their outcome based upon who they saw themselves as being. But pressers look beyond themselves, and they look to the hill from where their help came from. And they knew that God had the power and the grace to give them victory. You see, apart from God, we will all live, achieve grasshopper goals. Yes, if you don't get connected with God in 2016, you're going to be a little grasshopper, jumping around from here to there, going nowhere. Grasshopper goals. But if you're going to possess the promised land, you got to face your giants, and you got to defeat your giants. You got to stand against the giant of fear, the giant of bad habits, the giant of low self-esteem, the giant of insecurity, the giant of underachieving, and the giant of holding on to yesterday. You see, if you trust God, you can defeat any giant, because giants are only large in appearance, but God is greater. And when you see yourself as a victor and not a victim, you can overcome any giant that stands in your way. 2016, somebody say, kill the giant. That's what you got to do, but you got to see yourself as a giant killer. And then the final point is, what separates the two? Look at how God rewarded them. You see, because of their perspective, one operated with doubt. The pretenders were doubtful. But the pressers had faith. And we see how God rewarded the two. Pretenders doubted and influenced the crowd. And then God punished them with 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And out of the 12 that spied in this text, only two of them, the pressers, Caleb and Joshua, were rewarded with possessing the promised land. Church, you got to settle the issue tonight and make up your mind that you're going to possess the promised land of 2016. Because if you fail to go with God, we don't know if we will get this chance again. And I don't know about you, but I am determined. I'm determined to trust the Lord all the way. And I am determined to possess my promised land, because when you go with God, you'll discover that God will lead you and God will fight your battle. God will pour out his spirit and equip you with what you need to possess your promised land. You see, God will equip you so that you will be motivated by love. And you will be anointed by the Spirit. You'll be sanctified with his blood. You'll be guided by his hand. You will be directed by God's wisdom. You will be fulfilled with his promise. You'll be blessed by the touch of his hand. You will be saturated with the joy, the joy, the joy of the Lord. You see, one time I heard someone said, when you approach the new year, it's like saying goodbye to the old and saying hello to the new. Happy New Year, church. I don't know about you, but in 2016, I'm saying goodbye to my disappointment, and I'm saying hello to my possibilities. I'm saying goodbye to my struggles. I'm saying hello to overcoming. I'm saying goodbye to sickness. I'm saying hello to healing. I'm saying goodbye to disobedient children. And I'm saying hello to a respectful child. I'm saying goodbye to the same old paycheck. I'm saying hello to a pay raise. I'm saying goodbye to an unreliable car. And I'm saying hello to smooth driving. I'm saying goodbye to trying to please people. But I'm saying hello to pleasing God. God said, if you take one step, I'll take two. In 2016, is there anybody here ready to possess what God has for you? Is there anybody here ready to take it? Is there anybody here know that it's yours? Is there anybody here saying goodbye and saying hello? Goodbye. Today, church, hello to high praise. Put your hands together and give God. Give him a New Year's praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We made it. It's 2016. We are here. Had to cry sometimes, but you're here. You had to go through some tough times, but you're here. You're still here. Had to go through the doctor. You had surgery. You had a car accident. You had trouble. But good God Almighty, what the devil meant for evil, God! 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 Is making it good. He's making it good. It is no fault if there's any church in the kingdom who ought to be praising God. With all the hell we've been through, you ought to be on your feet saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a new year. It's a new day.